Everyone deserves to be connected. That's why Cox offers a range of high-speed internet plans that fit any budget. Stream, chat, and stay connected at an incredible price. It's fast, reliable internet for everyone. You're probably thinking, wait, what? But yeah, it's true. Learn more at cox.com/ACP. Non-transferable, one per household. Application and eligibility decisions are made by the FCC. Other restrictions apply. Everyone deserves to feel connected. That's why Cox has high-speed internet to fit any budget. For real. Learn more at cox.com/ACP. Non-transferable, one per household. Application and eligibility decisions are made by the FCC. Other restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of College Football Playoff Focus. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the world of college football. Coming up on this edition of the program, we have an interview with Dano E. Cabeza. Dano is the editor for Ask for Football. Ask for Football is a website dedicated to covering Army football. On the program, we recap the Army game against Navy. Also, we discuss Army head coach Jeff Monken, also takeaways from Army's 2022 season, and much more. Dano is coming up on this edition of the program. First, before we begin with the show, we have some sad news to pass along to you in the world of college football. Mississippi State head coach Mike Leach has passed away only at the age of 61 after complications from a heart condition. Coach Leach had a long career. He started his coaching career, in 1987 at Cal Poly, and for the Cal Poly Mustangs as an offensive line coach. And then later he spent a year as the linebackers coach at the College of the Desert. Then in 1 year later, he served as a member of a team that was located in Finland, a football program, the American Football Association of Finland. And then for 2 years, from 1989 to 1991, he served as the offensive coordinator and offensive line coach for Iowa Wesleyan University. And then he had spent 4 years at Valdosta State University as a position coach from 1992 to 1996. And then from 1997 to 1998, he was offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach for the University of Kentucky. In 1999, at the University of Oklahoma, he was the offensive quarterbacks coach. And then his first coaching opportunity came in 2000. He spent 9 seasons from 2000 to 2009 as the head coach of the Texas Tech Red Raiders. And then from 2012 to 2019, he was the head coach of the Washington State Cougars. And then from 2020 until his passing of this year in 2022, he was the head coach of the Mississippi State Bulldogs. So Coach Leach's overall career head coaching record was 158 wins and 107 losses. And he had a career bowl record of 8 wins and 9 losses. Some of his coaching awards include being the 2-time Pac-12 Coach of the Year during his time at Washington State, and he was the Big 12 Coach of the Year in 2008 during his time at Texas Tech. And certainly if you watch college football, you would know that Coach Leach, he loved quarterbacks and he loved throwing the football, and that was kind of like his specialty, just having a spread offense, using multiple receivers and just throwing the ball and just, as they say, high risk and the higher reward. And that's what Coach Leach's coaching philosophy was all about. And again, some sad news in the world of college football. Former college football head coach passed away from complications due to a heart condition. And again, he survived by his wife and his 4 children, along with 3 grandchildren. And certainly Coach Leach was known for being animated, being one of a kind, being a very unique person, brought a unique personality, not just to college football, but to all of sports as well. And definitely Coach Leach is definitely going to be missed. Again, former college football coach Mike Leach has passed away at the age of 61. What we're going to do is we're going to take a timeout and we're going to give you some of the award winners from this college football season. And also we'll give you an update on the current bowl games and the victories. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
They said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary. The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergen.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
Everyone deserves to be connected. That's why Cox offers a range of high-speed internet plans that fit any budget. Stream, chat, and stay connected at an incredible price. It's fast, reliable internet for everyone. You're probably thinking, wait, what? But yeah, it's true. Learn more at cox.com/ACP. Non-transferable, one per household. Application and eligibility decisions are made by the FCC. Other restrictions apply.
At Family Dollar, we know you want more to enjoy your summer. That's why you'll find more in every store, like our assortment of ice cream and frozen treats to delight your family. Family Dollar, helping you do more.
Energy and innovation. At ExxonMobil, we're advancing climate solutions by producing both. As we work to provide energy security for today, we're also developing lower emission fuels for tomorrow. Fuels like renewable diesel made from plants and advanced biofuels made from wood waste to help keep the world moving toward net zero. Learn more at ExxonMobil.com/fuels.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Let's get you caught up on the important awards and honors in college football during the 2022 college football season. Of course, the Heisman Trophy is given to the year's most outstanding player. The finalists for this year's Heisman Trophy were Caleb Williams, quarterback for USC, Max Duggan, quarterback from TCU, C.J. Stroud, quarterback for Ohio State, and Stetson Bennett, quarterback for Georgia. And Caleb Williams would win the 2022 Heisman Trophy Award, would win the 2022 Heisman Trophy Award. So congratulations to Caleb in his first year at USC with first-year head coach Lincoln Riley. Those two were together at the University of Oklahoma last year. So, again, a big special congratulations to Caleb Williams for winning this year's Heisman Trophy out of USC. And also, Caleb also would win the Associated Press Player of the Year Award. Also, he would win the Maxwell Award, which is awarded to the top player in the country. And he would also win the Walter Camp Award. Also, a couple of other awards to pass along. The Davey O'Brien Award went to Max Duggan from TCU, and also the Johnny Unitas Golden Arm Award. So congratulations to Max Duggan from TCU. He was the winner of the Davey O'Brien and the Johnny Unitas Golden Arm Awards. In the running back category, the nation's best running back, Doak Walker. The Doak Walker Award winner goes to Bijan Robinson from the Texas Longhorns. Again, congratulations to Bijan Robinson, the winner of the Doak Walker Award for the nation's top running back. The next award that we had was the Wide Receiver Award. Jalin Hyatt, wide receiver from the Tennessee Volunteers, wins the Fred Biletnikoff Award for the nation's top wide receiver. The John Mackey Award, that award is presented to the nation's best tight end. Brock Bowers, tight end from the University of Georgia, wins the John Mackey Award. That, again, that goes to the nation's top tight end. On the defensive side, Will Anderson Jr. was a clean sweep linebacker from Alabama. He was the winner of the Bronco Nagurski, Chuck Bednarik, and the Lott Awards. Again, congratulations to Will Anderson Jr., linebacker from Alabama, winning the Bronco Nagurski and the Chuck Bednarik Awards for the nation's top defensive player, and also the winner of the Lott Trophy, which is awarded to the player that has the most impact in their community. The Defensive Impact Player of the Year Award, again, that is the Lott Trophy, and that was also won by Will Anderson Jr. The Dick Butkus Award winner, the nation's top linebacker, was awarded to Jack Campbell from the University of Iowa. Again, a big congratulations to linebacker representing the Iowa Hawkeyes, Jack Campbell, for winning the Dick Butkus Award. The best defensive back in the nation, the Jim Thorpe Award winner, that award was presented to Travius Hodges-Tomlinson from TCU. Again, congratulations to Travius Hodges-Tomlinson, who won the defensive back award, the Jim Thorpe Award, for being the nation's best defensive back. Also, some couple other awards to pass along. The Lou Groza Award for the top place kicker in the country, Christopher Dunn from North Carolina State. And the Ray Guy Award, which is awarded to the nation's top punter. That's Adam Corsack from Rutgers. So congratulations to those gentlemen for winning their awards on this great 2022 college football season. Couple of finals to pass along in the bowl schedule. Bowl season is definitely underway. When you know when the holidays are around, yeah, that means one thing, bowl mania. That's right. And in the Bahamas Bowl, we had UAB, the University of Alabama, Birmingham, representing Conference USA, squaring off against Miami of Ohio, representing the MAC. The MAC stands for the Mid-American Conference. And then it was a close game, but UAB would win the Bahamas Bowl, beating Miami of Ohio. And then in the Cure Bowl in Orlando, Florida, we had 24th-ranked Troy going up against 25th-ranked UTSA, the University of Texas San Antonio Roadrunners. Troy represents the Sun Belt. UTSA represents Conference USA. And again, it was a very close game, but Troy would beat UTSA, final score 18-12. So that's your current scores right now in the world of the bowl games. Coming up after the break, we have an interview with Daniel E. Cabeza. He's the editor for Ask for Football. It's a website dedicated to covering Army football. We recap the Army game against Navy. Also, we discuss Army head coach Jeff Monken, also his takeaways from Army's 2022 season, and much more. Daniel is coming up after the break. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to College Football Playoff Focus.
Everyone deserves to be connected. That's why Cox offers a range of high-speed internet plans that fit any budget. Stream, chat, and stay connected at an incredible price. It's fast, reliable internet for everyone. You're probably thinking, wait, what? But yeah, it's true. Learn more at cox.com/ACP. Non-transferable, one per household. Application and eligibility decisions are made by the FCC. Other restrictions apply.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Satsuma IPA, made with local satsumas. How local? Local is beating the heat like it was an Atlanta football team. Try Satsuma IPA from Faubourg Brewery, the New Orleans way to IPA.
Energy and innovation. At ExxonMobil, we're producing both, working to provide energy security today and developing lower emission fuels for tomorrow. Learn more at ExxonMobil.com/fuels.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Everyone deserves to be connected. That's why Cox offers a range of high-speed internet plans that fit any budget. Stream, chat, and stay connected at an incredible price. It's fast, reliable internet for everyone. You're probably thinking, wait, what? But yeah, it's true. Learn more at cox.com/ACP. Non-transferable, one per household. Application and eligibility decisions are made by the FCC. Other restrictions apply.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
That's Suma IPA, made with local Satsumas. How local?
Hey, hon, did you get my red dress from the cleaners?
Local is a 6'2 welder in a red sequin dress. Try Datsuma IPA from Faubourg Brewery, the New Orleans way to IPA.
Awaiting the snap, Army brings down. Here they come, they block it! They get to it, ball loose inside the 5-yard line, recovered, and then still loose and recovered in the end zone. Did he stay in bounds? He did! Touchdown, Army! The block punt, Isaiah Morris got through to knock it away, and Army recovers in the end zone for the touchdown. Special teams, Noah Short.
Navy takes over, first and 10 at his own 23. Here's the handoff straight ahead, Anton Hall. He's got a hole, 35 out to the 40, midfield. It's going to be a foot race. Can Anton Hall take it all the way? Yes, he can. A 77-yard touchdown run for the sophomore. Gretzky 6-for-8 on the year. This will come from 37 yards. Snap, ball is down. Moretzky's kick is up. Plenty of distance, and it's good! Moretzky nails it from 37 yards out. The first time in this rivalry, we are headed to overtime. Murphy in motion, handoff. Markell Johnson straight ahead, breaks it at the 20-yard line, far side of the 15. 10-5, touchdown, Army! Markell Johnson, the sophomore, takes it to the house.
Fake handoff, fake reverse. Arline throws near side, man wide open, caught at the 2, and taking it in for the touchdown, Mikel Hayward.
Out of the gun, one receiver right. Here's a handoff straight ahead. Hall stumbling to the goal line.
Ball's loose.
Waiting for a signal. Ball came out. Army signaling they recovered. It looked like Hall stumbled toward the goal line.
Army recovers! The Black Knights recover off the fumble.
Quinn Moretzky, the junior from Honolulu, Hawaii, coming on to win the 2022 Army-Navy game. It'll be a 39-yard field goal attempt from 39 yards out to win the game in the second overtime. Belke gets it down. The kick is up by Moretzky. Plenty of distance. It's good! It's good! Quinn Moretzky, the pride of Honolulu, Hawaii, wins the 2022 Army-Navy game in double overtime. Your final score, Army 20, Navy 17.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of the NCAA, CBS Sports, and Army West Point Athletics. And in the first ever overtime game in the Army-Navy rivalry, Quinn Moretzky kicked the game-winning field goal in double overtime for the Black Knights to beat the Navy midshipmen, Army 20, Navy 17. And it was an exciting game in the city of brotherly love in Philadelphia. To talk more about this game, we want to welcome him back to the program. He is the editor for a cool website called Ask for Football, which is dedicated to all things related to Army football. Daniel E. Cabeza. Hey, Daniel, welcome back, my man.
Thank you very much for having me, Ed. It's good to be here, especially after a win.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. I know you're definitely jumping for joy right now after what happened with the Army victory over Navy. So, Daniel, let's get right to it. What were your takeaways from the Army versus Navy 2022 game?
I guess the biggest takeaway is that all three phases matter. Army didn't necessarily have their best stuff on offense, but the defense played really, really well. Special teams came through huge. And, at the end of the day, it was always going to take every single play. I mean, Coach Munkin says that all the time. Every play matters. And, you wouldn't necessarily think that a punt would be the biggest play of the game. But if you force 10 punts and you're really good at blocking them, then, you might get one and it might go your way. So that was pretty good.
All right, well, let's get right to it. Let's start off with Army's offense. Now, at the quarterback position during this game, it was a, a mix and match type of situation. Tahir Tyler, last time I had you on the program, we talked about Tahir and how he is a mobile quarterback on top of that. He only attempted two passes and no completions, but Cade Ballard came in, their backup, only completed 2 out of 10 passes for 28 yards, but he had 9 carries for 23 yards. Just give me your thoughts on Cade and his play against Navy.
He looked nervous to me in the first half. I thought that, you know, Navy has a really good rushing defense. They were fourth in the nation. So, and they also had a really good blitzing scheme. You know, they got a good front seven. They've been a little bit more suspect against the pass and in the secondary. So conceptually for the coaching staff to say, you know, we're going to try to throw against this defense, I thought that was a good idea. But, you know, it looked like Cade was just a little off in the early going. You know, he was high on a pass to Isaiah Alston. He got the tight end one-on-one against Navy's freaking nose tackle running down the field, and instead of leading him into space, he hit the defender in the back with the ball. In terms of the way that the game was called, like, they had one-on-one matchups down the field repeatedly that we just couldn't connect on. And so you'd like to get those plays, but it was cold out there. You know, like you said, he hasn't played consistently all season. It's kind of a tough spot to be put in. They probably only needed to hit two more of those passes to really change the complexion of the game, to be honest with you.
All right, and I want to move along now to Tahir Tyler, the man that we talked about the last time I had you on the program. Again, only attempted 2 passes, no completions, but he handled his business on the running side, 23 carries, 52 yards. Just give me your thoughts on Tahir and his play.
I thought he looked good running the football, and he had one decent pass, again, into one-on-one coverage on the outside. Like, it's a play that could have gotten completed. The receiver just didn't get the ball. It wasn't the wrong throw to make. But, you know, and they sprung him for a 40-yard touchdown that got called back for a block in the back. I thought Tyler did everything that they asked him to do. Again, you know, it was a little frustrating because you kind of got the sense that if they would have pounded the running game a little bit more relentlessly with the triple option, they might have broken something loose towards the end of the game. Like, you know, you saw that run by Markell Johnson in overtime. Maybe they could have hit one more of those if they sort of kept working at it. But like I said, I didn't think it was a bad idea trying to throw at that defense. I thought that was actually smart. So the fact that it didn't work out doesn't mean it wasn't a good idea.
Absolutely. And you mentioned his name, Markell Johnson. 6 carries for 40 yards and including the rushing touchdown in the first overtime period. And that on Army's first possession, Markell, I mean, he took it to the house and scored an amazing rushing touchdown. Just give me your thoughts on Markell and his play and, of course, the touchdown in the first overtime period.
Well, you know, they've been struggling to keep fullbacks healthy all season. Markell Johnson, I believe, is a sophomore. You know, so he only just came on. The first time we saw him in extended action was in the UMass game, you know, and then here he is running on Navy like that. I think he's got a super bright future. Very excited to see what he's going to do next year. Got quite a bit of speed, but he's by no means a small guy. Like, I'm psyched. He's a good runner. We've seen him break loose a couple of times now in big spots, not just in this game, but in other games.
All right. And again, when we talk about the military schools, not much on the receiving side for Army, but Brahim Murphy, 2 catches for 28 yards in this game. Just give me your thoughts on Brahim and his play.
Yeah, you know what? He's a great receiver. He's a great slot back. I want to say he's graduating this year, but I'm not totally sure. But, yeah, you know, I think there were plays there to be made in the passing game that we just didn't quite get on the same page. I don't necessarily blame Brahim for that. You know, he's been a very dynamic runner with the football over the years. I'm not sure he even had a carry in this game. So he did what they asked him to do, and that's good.
All right, I want to move along now to the defensive side of the ball. Leo Lowen, Camden Ogara, and Austin Hill all had 4 tackles in his game for the Black Knights. Just give me your thoughts on their play in this game.
Pretty sure Lee alone was named the MVP of the game. He had 16 tackles. which was six more than Navy's leading tackler, who was a first-team All-American Conference player. So Lowen has been outstanding this year. He is, you know, Army's always got that middle linebacker, Captain America type, and looks like Leo Lowen is settling into that role. I don't think that the run defense was quite as stout this year as they have been in the past, but I expect they'll be better next year just because they got quite a few people returning next year, including Lowen. You know, O'Gara is another guy who has only just come on recently who played, you know, well in this game and I think will play well in the future. So, you know, this team didn't get off to the start that it wanted to get off, but they closed up pretty good. Similarly to Navy, Navy had the same kind of things. They didn't get off to the start that they wanted, but they closed up really well. So you saw two, especially on the defensive side, you saw two really good service academy teams meeting after tough seasons. And I think both teams are looking to have better 2023 than they had in 2022 with some important caveats.
All right. And the last time you were on the program, you mentioned a gentleman by the name of Markel Broughton, who was, we talked about the impact of head coach Jeff Monken at the academy at West Point, and you mentioned Markel's name. He had four tackles in this game. Just give me your thoughts on Markel and his play against Navy.
He's just outstanding. Like, he's just always in the right spot at the right time. You know, Navy got a receiver running loose down the field, and Markel actually got a 10-yard holding penalty, just holding the guy up to keep from giving up a touchdown, which doesn't necessarily sound like a great play, but – you know, you can afford to give up 10 yards when you're on the opponent's 30. You don't necessarily want to give up an 80-yard passing play. So that's just a kind of example of a cerebral play in the moment. Broughton was a captain this year, made a million big plays for this team, you know, came up and made a bunch of big plays in the running game in this game. He's been outstanding. Really looking forward to his Army career. He's going to be great.
Well, speaking of being great, you know, the late John Madden once said that kickers are people too, and certainly the kicker for West Point, Quinn Moretzky, he's probably walking around the campus right now, probably, as you guess you could say, maybe the big man on campus, so I don't know how they would say it in military talk, but he hit a crucial field goal to tie the game, to send it into overtime, and of course, in the second overtime period, he kicked the game-winning field goal to give the Black Knights a 20-17 victory. Give me your thoughts on Quinn and his play.
Outstanding. I mean, two high leverage kicks from a guy who has struggled at times this season. You know, he missed the 41-yarder to beat Troy 3 weeks ago and send, maybe it was 4 weeks ago anyway, to send Army to a bowl game. So this is great to see him get a measure of redemption. You know, he looked happy. You know, you're on a team like that and you come in and he's high leverage situations and you want to play well and do the right thing. And man, kicking looks like it's so challenging just because you have to be perfect and it's so unpredictable, but he came through twice for the team, for his teammates. And I think that's awesome. So good for him.
All right. And then let's talk now about head coach Jeff Monken. So he finishes his ninth season with the Army Black Knights. As we talked about it last time you were on the program, tough 2022 season for him, but finishing right at a 500 with a record of 6-6. Give me your thoughts on Coach Monken and how well he coached against Navy and his 2022 season.
It was just outstanding. I mean, you know, this team has struggled in short yardage situations, which is crazy because you usually think of Army as like this hard-nosed, we're going to get, you know, 3 yards in a cloud of dust. If it's fourth and one, we're going to pick that up 100 times out of 100. And this year they didn't necessarily have that for whatever reason. So they had to find other ways to make it work, and they did that. You know, and they're usually very stout against the run. This year they really struggled with that. Again, that's kind of in a signature Army situation. And even with all of that, they found a way to make it work. You know, every year is not the mountaintop. Every year, even freaking Alabama lost two games and isn't going to the playoff, and you know, people are up in arms about it. You know, that's just sports. Sometimes it doesn't go your way, and that's okay. Over nine seasons, we've seen the program evolve to where, you know, in 2015 we won two games with a bunch of close losses and a bunch of plebes on the team, and you could sort of see that things were turning around if you looked hard. And then next year, 2016 was great. And then they had several years of success. And 2019, we took a step back. But a step back in 2019 was five wins with a few close losses and some bad losses. You know, this year, a step back is six wins, but they beat Navy. Like, as far as steps back go, that's not too bad. You know, and they'll get those breaks in the future. Like, we saw what this team is made of on Saturday. They're going to literally fight for every inch of ground, and most of the time, they're going to come up with the ball on their side, because that's what happens when you fight. They didn't necessarily get every single one of those breaks this year, but I'm quite certain that they're looking better next season.
Yeah, Coach Monken, give credit to him on what he's done so far at the academy at West Point. And like you said, next year will be much better considering a lot of the players that are going to be coming back. And the last time I had you on, we talked about the venues that have hosted this great game between Army and Navy. This year, it was Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia that hosted the Army-Navy football game. It's on Lincoln Financial Field and how the city of Philadelphia hosted this game.
It looked great. I watched it on TV just like you did. I wasn't there. I had a bunch of friends there. You know, I was getting pictures throughout the game from my buddies who were in the stands. You know, feedback was it was cold, but that everybody was in good spirits and they were having a good time. I heard traffic was kind of a mess, which is, you know, not exactly surprising, all things considered. I don't know. I'm not sure I have any more insight than you do. Sort of looking forward to seeing what Boston looks like next year for the first time. But it seemed like it was good. Teams played well, you know. Field looked good. So I got no complaints.
All right, solid. And we talked about Coach Monken and how well you think he did in this 2022 season. Well, Dano, give me your thoughts overall on your takeaways from Army's 2022 season.
Yeah, like I said, you know, every year is not going to be the mountaintop. Like, every once in a while, you're not going to get those big breaks. In one of my own articles, I pointed to, you know, two plays that were pivotal for the season itself. You know, one was that missed 41-yard field goal to not beat Troy and therefore not go to a bowl game. And another one was we had a punt returner muff a punt on the Army 1-yard line against UTSA, wound up losing that game by a score after essentially giving them a touchdown. And that's, like, that's a great team. You know, the Roadrunners, they won the Conference USA Championship now for the second year in a row. So that's two breaks that if they go the other way, you're looking at, like, 8-4 and a completely different sort of mindset for what this season was. And both of those things are just snapshots in time that could have gone either way. So you want those breaks, and the reason that they're a big deal is because the team is struggling, and so you need every single break, and you're never going to get every single break. So you want to have enough resiliency to be able to overcome that, and this year they didn't. But it was very close, and like I said, you know, if you beat Navy, you finish 6-6, like, that's great. Let's just set ourselves up and see what we can do next season.
All right, and you mentioned about the next venue for the Army-Navy game, Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts. We've been so used to the typical venues for the Army-Navy game: East Rutherford, New Jersey, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Landover, Maryland, which is right outside of D.C. I know it's very premature, but what do you expect with the game being at Gillette Stadium next year? Do you expect kind of more of the same vibe, or with more of a little of a New England flair to it?
I'm all for a New England flair. I live in Connecticut and have every plan to be at the game next year. We've already got friends that are planning to meet us up there, and we're going to stay at their place. I am quite looking forward to it. I love New England. I refuse to apologize for anything New England. New England is great. I'm looking forward to it. You know, we've been down in Baltimore a bunch of times. Let's go up there and play when it's 10 degrees and see which team is going to figure that out, because I think I know which team it'll be.
All right. And like I said before, around that time next year, there'll definitely be plenty of clam chowder to be had at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts for Army-Navy. Should be an interesting one. This is the first time ever that The game will be held in the New England area. As I mentioned earlier, it's always been Philadelphia, East Rutherford, New Jersey, Baltimore, and Landover, Maryland, which is right outside of Washington, D.C. But for the first time ever in the Army-Navy rivalry, the game will be played in the New England area at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts, which is home to the NFL's New England Patriots. And you heard it from him. He's Dan O.E. Cabeza. He is the editor for Ask for Football. Again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So now tell everybody what's going on over at Ask for Football.
So we released our college football roundtable podcast to our patrons on Patreon. You know, Navy's decision to let Ken Niumatalolo go. And that's it. You know, askforfootball.com, that's us. That's where you can find us.
Awesome. Tell everybody where they can find you on social media as well as Ask for Football and any websites. Let them know that as well.
Yeah, so Ask for Football is at As for Football on all the social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, whatever. I am at Dan O.E. Cabeza, and, of course, our website is As for Football, like the As for Class uniform, asforfootball.com. Thanks. That's it. That's us.
You're welcome, and that's Dan O.E. Cabeza. He's the editor for Ask for Football, giving you the 411. What's going on with Army football on the campus at the Military Academy at West Point? Dan O., again, thank you so much. If ever you want to come back on, feel free to let us know.
I will. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. We'll be back with more right after this.
Awaiting the snap. Army brings down. Here they come. They block it. They get to it. Ball loose inside the 5-yard line. Recovered. And then still loose and recovered in the end zone. Did he stay in bounds? He did. Touchdown, Army. The block punt Isaiah Morris got through to knock it away. And Army recovers in the end zone. For the touchdown, special teams, Noah Short. Navy takes over, first and 10 at his own 23. Here's the handoff straight ahead, Anton Hall. He's got a hole, 35, out to the 40, midfield. It's going to be a foot race. Can Anton Hall take it all the way? Yes, he can. A 77-yard touchdown run for the sophomore. Gretzky 6-for-8 on the year. This will come from 37 yards. Snap, ball is down, Maresky's kick is up, plenty of distance, and it's good! Maresky nails it from 37 yards out! The first time in this rivalry, we are headed to overtime. Murphy in motion, handoff, Markell Johnson straight ahead, breaks it at the 20-yard line, far side of the 15, 10-5, touchdown Army! Markell Johnson, the sophomore! Takes it to the house. Fake handoff, fake reverse. Arline throws near side, man wide open. Caught at the 2 and takes it in for the touchdown. Mikel Hayward. Out of the gun, one receiver right. Here's a handoff straight ahead. Hall stumbling to the goal line.
Ball's loose.
Waiting for a signal. Ball came out. Army signaling they recovered. It looked like Hall stumbled toward the goal line. Army recovers. The Black Knights recover off the fumble. Quinn Maresky, the junior from Honolulu, Hawaii, coming on to win the 2022 Army-Navy game. It'll be a 39-yard field goal attempt from 39 yards out to win the game in the second overtime. Belke gets it down. The kick is up by Maresky. Plenty of distance. It's good! It's good! Quinn Maresky, the pride of Honolulu, Hawaii, wins the 2022 Army-Navy game in double overtime. Your final score, Army 20, Navy 17.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Satsuma IPA, made with local Satsumas. How local?
Hey, hon, did you get my red dress from the cleaners?
Local is a 6'2 welder in a red sequin dress. Try Satsuma IPA from Faubourg Brewery, the New Orleans way to IPA. Satsuma IPA, made with local Satsumas. How local? Local is beating the heat like it was an Atlanta football team. Try Datsuma IPA from Faubourg Brewery, the New Orleans way to IPA.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Not a millionaire, darling. To retire at St. James Place, you don't have to be. Take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more at stjamesplaceinfo.org.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
It's time to recognize you, you sausage-loving genius. For without you, how would we know that Eckrich smoked sausage can be eaten thrice in one day? And that you can take your lunch break before noon.
Mm-hmm.
Here's to you, Eckrich smoked sausage. You do you.
Everyone deserves to feel connected. That's why Cox has high-speed internet to fit any budget. For real. Learn more at cox.com/ACP. Non-transferable, one per household. Application and eligibility decisions are made by the FCC. Other restrictions apply.
So, darling, you're not a millionaire. If you want to retire at St. James Place in Baton Rouge, well,
you don't have to be to live the active, enriching, and fun retirement you've planned and saved for. So forget what you've heard and take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a visit at stjamesplaceinfo.org. That's stjamesplaceinfo.org.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Not a millionaire, darling. To retire at St. James Place, you don't have to be. Take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more at stjamesplaceinfo.org.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
It's time to recognize you, you sausage-loving genius. For without you, how would we know that Eckrich smoked sausage can be eaten thrice in one day? And that you can take your lunch break before noon.
Mm-hmm.
Here's to you, Eckrich smoked sausage. You do you.
Deep underground, the Jelly Belly Factory, Bebe is in her secret laboratory creating the weird and wild flavors of Bean Boozled.
I started experience.
Is it pomegranate or old bandage? Dare to compare. Bee Boozled, 6th edition. Are you brave enough?
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for this edition of College Football Playoff Focus. Once again, a big special thank you to Dano E. Cabeza, editor for Ask for Football, a website dedicated to covering Army football. Of course, again, big special thanks to him for giving us the recap on the Army versus Navy game 2022 and amongst other things over at the Military Academy at West Point. Until next time, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and you've been listening to College Football Playoff Focus.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
It's time to recognize you, you sausage-loving genius. For without you, how would we know that Eckrich smoked sausage can be eaten thrice in one day? And that you can take your lunch break before noon.
Mm-hmm.
Here's to you, Eckrich smoked sausage. You do you.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Deep underground, the Jelly Belly Factory, Bibi is in her secret laboratory creating the weird and wild flavors of Bean Boozled.
I started again.
Is it cappuccino or liver and onions? Dare to compare. Bean Boozled, 6th edition. Are you brave enough?